May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a place in the New Testament, but we're going to end back up in Psalm 68. My whole heart and passion is for this place, for this city, for beyond that, for my personal life, is to walk in revival. That's always been my heart's desire. You might can describe it in different ways. I'll often talk about Christ living his life for you. That's revival. And all the consequences of revival, that place in Psalm 68, verse 8, just blows my mind. I keep meditating on that scripture that says, and the heavens will drop at the presence of the Lord. And it just reaffirms to me that that's what I'm going after, his presence. I want to steward his presence. I want to carry his presence. I want to exhibit his presence. I don't have to worry about signs and wonders. I want to see them because they're part of Christ. They're just normal. But if the presence of Christ is something you've apprehended, then the heavens will drop on your life, on your congregation, on the city. I really believe with all my heart that God doesn't want us to build churches that attract people. He wants us to build churches that attract him. It's his presence. Everything else follows his presence. And one of the mistakes we're making in the West, we're building all these things, fancy things, to draw people. But that doesn't guarantee the heavens will drop. It just means maybe you have more people. But they'll kind of come and go all the time. It's just how much we can keep them entertained. I want a place that attracts him. Amen? And that always begins, and it's sustained in an attitude of repentance. Repentance is not introspection or condemnation, self-rejection. It's just being open to the Lord that you don't want to tolerate one thing, not one thought, that's contrary to the presence of Christ. And the Lord told me again a couple of weeks ago, he said, Chuck, I will not dwell except in a garbage-free environment. This is a place in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So I'm going to read this just because I want to define a word to you that'll help us in just a minute. Paul said, for we are not like many, peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. That's an amazing scripture that every minister in the world should just be anchored in their heart. But when he says, but as from sincerity, that word is a unique word. It means without wax. And the idea is that people in the market would make these clay pots, but if they had little thin cracks in them, that you couldn't sell them. And so what they would do is they would melt wax, and they would spread wax on the inside, because the way usually people tested was they would pour water into the pot to make sure it didn't have cracks, and they would buy it. They would even hold it up to the sun, and but the wax would somehow cloud it. You couldn't really tell. And water wasn't dripping out. And therefore, they would buy it because they thought it was healthy. Well, after a while, the wax would wear down, and then their clay pots would leak. And so the word means without wax, something that's not phony, something that's not covered up. And that's such an important part of what repentance is all about, because repentance is about staying transparent in the presence of the one that's, who you can afford to be transparent with. He delights in unending love. He's not going to reject you. But he can't transform you either if you're not transparent before him. And I've spent times in my life, I've watched Christians so often just rationalize their issues because they're afraid they're going to be rejected. Or maybe they've dealt with such self-rejection they can't handle caring one more thing they've done wrong. But you have to only find who you really are in Christ. And it happens in the context of being transparent. And you're not going to find your identity in how perfect you are, but how perfectly you're loved. This is from Ezekiel, speaking about the new covenant, but actually describing the consequences of, or the stages really of revival. Listen to this, verse 25 of chapter 36. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all idols. It speaks about being transparent and repentance and cleansing. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, on and on and on. I'll put my spirit within you, you'll start living a life of obedience, I'll give you a new attitude, a new heart, but it always starts with cleansing. Cleansing. This issue of staying clean before the Lord. Now back to Psalm 68, where we've been hanging out for a while. Verse 1 of Psalm 68, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. And as wax melts before the fire, so let them perish before God. There's other places in the Old Testament talks about wax mountains melting and wax melting before the presence of the Lord. Here he says, before the fire of God's presence. He describes God's presence in a person's life as wind. That's a great picture of the Holy Spirit. It blows smoke away. And that's fire that melts wax. In the presence of the Lord, if you really want his presence, and you're serious about carrying his presence at a very high level, experiential level, there just can't be wax. And what you have to do is get before the Lord and say, Lord, come to me as in fire. Be like fire to me, because this is another beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit. And one of the ways you can tell if a pot's been covered with wax and there's a phoniness about it, you just expose it to some fire and the wax melts and then pour water in it then and the water will pour through. But here's the thing you need to understand. God's not afraid of cracks. Didn't he say that we have this treasure, the glory of the Lord, in earthen vessels? And the whole process, the whole word there in 2 Corinthians 4 is that in those places where we have cracks in our frailty, where we've been broken, just the fact that we're born into a fallen world, in those places the glory is like a light. It'll just shine through. And in the end game there in that chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians is that the more cracks you have, actually the more light comes forth. And God's not threatened the fact that we have frail, fragile clay pots is our humanity. He says, as a matter of fact, we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. But when we pretend that we have it together, when we're not transparent before God, we think that's what we're supposed to do. And so we cover up the cracks by pretending everything's okay, even before God, thinking that's what we're supposed to do. We look holy, sound holy, go to holy places and do holy things, yet in our inner person there are these issues and we're just not honest with God about them because we're afraid to be rejected. We're afraid we're going to miss out. We're afraid if we own those, we'll never be all God's called us to be. And the truth is, you'll never be all God's called you to be until you do own them, because God is not threatened by the cracks. He just doesn't want there to be any wax. And so we invite the presence of the Lord to come to us like fire, to come to us like wind and blow all the smoke screens off. Come like fire, melt all the wax, Lord, because I'm no longer afraid of the cracks, because in my weaknesses, your strength is made perfect. 2 Corinthians 4 says that though we're dying daily, though we have these issues we deal with, Jesus Christ manifests himself through our mortal flesh. So I just encourage you, if you want to walk in personal revival, no more wax. You don't have to pretend anymore. It's so wonderful to not have to pretend anymore. To be honest with God, say, Lord, show me. And then God show you and go, wow, so what do I do about this? He said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just shine through that place. Why don't you just turn it over to me and I'll manifest myself in glory. That's a place that'll be a place of power now instead of you doing it yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Transparency is the healthiest, holiest, safest place. And the shortcut, that kind of repentant heart, the shortcut, a life without wax, the shortcut to personal revival. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.